We are continuing to make our ASP.NET 101 crafts page. Contoso Crafts, we were promised crafts.
We were.
You said there
would
be crafts.
I don't see them yet.
Yeah, well, we got this far. Okay,
so
we're loading our data out of a JSON file and we're outputting it onto the screen. You were, I would say, unimpressed?
Yeah, I think we can do better. I think I can help you out.
I appreciate that. So my the limitations of my abilities with HTML got me this far, lines 12 through 15, where I for-eached over our model. And as a reminder, the products are coming out of index model. And it's really, really cool because anything that I throw in there, any other products I make available or any other services that I make available, immediately become available to my page. So everyone's responsible. Notice there's nothing here about databases. No one's asking about files. There's just data. So let's see if we can put some of your design skills to work.
Okay.
Make this not suck.
Cool. So why don't we wrap this for each loop that we have here in a div and call the class card columns.
Okay, because we're using Bootstrap for our CSS, and Bootstrap will make things a little bit easier,
right? Quick and easy, CSS aesthetically pleasing.
Okay, so nice. Card columns, you said?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Look.
Awesome.
It actually auto-completed, which is kind of cool.
That's convenient.
All right, so I've wrapped it in a div.
Yep, and card columns, that's just going to be, we're going to stick each item in like a visual box that you can see.
Okay,
just to
card.
Separate.
So columns of cards, and each one gets
its
own card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so from there, we want to create another div. And just say class equals card.
Okay, so we've got multiple cards, so one column, multiple cards within them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to get rid of that H2 because I don't know what you're going to have me do here.
All right.
All righty.
Yeah, so from there, we're going to create another div.
Multiple divs? Mm-hmm. What's happening?
And again, what's great about doing this in an IDE is that it will automatically close it for you instead of having to.
Oh, that is a good point.
Yeah.
So we have our card. What's our next div for?
So then we're going to say the class is equal to card-image because we need pictures.
I see. So there's cards and then the picture for the card, mm-hmm. and then we'll probably get this, we'll have to figure out where this comes from because this div here, the image would come from the database?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Yeah. And I also have some CSS on standby that I'd like to use, so mm-hmm. we're going to use style and set that equal to background image.
Okay, so in this case, we're doing an inline style.
Yeah.
But we could also put this in CSS if mm-hmm. we wanted to, but for now, we'll say background. Ooh, look, Visual Studio actually gives you IntelliSense
convenient.
On that. That's cool. So background image, where is this coming from?
It is coming from where we got our products from. So let's use URL.
Mm-hmm. URL, so that's going to be loading from some URL.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, we're going to do in quotation marks, singular quotation marks.
Okay. Okay, so we're in the middle of double quotations, and then URL takes singulars.
Right.
Cool.
And then using that good old razor syntax again, we're going to do at, and then retrieve the image property that we set in when making the product.
Right. When I say at, I've just switched from HTML into razor or into C#.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say product, and which variable is that coming from? That's actually coming from... here, because we're inside the for each loop.
Awesome.
Yes, loving it. We're getting close to showing something here.
Yep.
So we're going to have a card class, and then we can just naturally switch back and forth between C# and HTML when we're doing this, which is super cool.
Pretty convenient.
All right. But my title is still floating around. It's kind of just
chilling. So let's do something else with it. So also in that card, we're going to add another div.
Okay.
And we're going to call the class card body.
Okay, so the image is one thing, then the body text is another
yes.
thing.
Yes.
All right.
So what we just did is we've made the background image of that box the image of the product, and then for the card body, we want to include the title.
Okay, so I'll put the title inside. I just copy-pasted.
Yeah.
And then do we wrap that in anything? I was doing an H2, which may have been too much.
Let's wrap it in an H5. It's a bit smaller.
All right, so H5.
And we'll call that class card title.
Oh, so you're going to give a class to H5 as well. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So class equals card-title. It's cool that Visual Studio knows about my CSS and it's making things easier for me.
Yeah.
Okay, you think that's going to look nice?
I hope so. I hope it'll look a little better. Let's find out.
Can't look much worse than a bunch of H2s. So I'm going to go ahead and hit again Control F5 or Start Without Debugging. Okay, build succeeded. Running my application. Ooh,
okay.
There you go.
It's a little bit better formatted.
That's good. I don't really see my my images, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. I can actually right-click in my browser. I'm using the new Edge, and I can say Inspect. Ooh. All right, so we can go and see what's going on in here. I remember card body.
What's cool about this is as you hover over, you can see what that line is corresponding to.
Yeah, so exactly. It's a good point. And here you look, they've got background image. So the image came out of there. That looks good.
Yeah.
Maybe I could make the height of that image like 100 pixels.
Okay. Oh, well, that does right. Sound good.
Images are there. Yep. It's just that we can't see them because they're too small or they're invisible, they're zero or something like that. So it seems like we probably need some CSS.
Yeah.
Now, if you're following along in the Contoso Crafts GitHub, you can follow along in the README, and we've got gists where you can go and grab in this bit of code or that bit of code or that CSS. And we're going to do that right now. We're going to cheat a little bit because we've done that CSS ahead of time. So here's some CSS.
Yep.
That will make my CSS not be bad.
A lot going on. And mm-hmm. The reason why we had so many classes defined for all that stuff that I gave you a minute ago is so we can format it however we want. We can customize Indeed. The colors, the height.
And here we see card image, which we just talked about. And we noticed that when I did that inspect and made it taller, it worked. Here we actually have a height called out. So I'm going to go and just select that. I'm going to hit Control A, Control C. And this is CSS. And if I remember, it's over here. Remember that we put the data in there? The CSS is in here. So we're just going to replace it entirely.
Cool. Yeah, right.
That seems fair. Like, no one's going to be sad about that.
Nah.
All right. Let's go and then do a refresh again.
Oh, yeah.
See? I told you to wait. People, be patient.
It's here.
It's here. It's not perfect.
Nope.
But it's looking pretty sweet.
I promise. I can't get over the eyesore that is Comic Sans up in the corner. But
really?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like we should just stop right there because that's gorgeous?
If we must, I will look away.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can fix that a little bit because I think that there are some fonts as well that we could bring in that would make that prettier.
I agree.
And that will introduce actually a new concept. If we go over here to our pages, we've been doing all this work in one page.
Mm-hmm. This was just the index page.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we wanted to apply all this to just the whole website in general?
To every page, right? If I look at index.cshtml, there's only two divs here and some other stuff. But over here, we had a whole website.
Mm-hmm.
Where's all that stuff located?
Well, I believe there is a file that exists called layout in your click on that.
Mm.
So this is all the HTML that you will see on every single page that you create regardless. So you can find all of this, including the corresponding CSS, on the index page, the error page, any other page that you create in the future.
Right, so any page that is using that shared one. So if by default, unless you override it, you're going to be a part of that layout page. So I've zoomed out just so you can see what's going on there.
So for example, like take the nav bar, for instance, which has like the home, the title of the site, and then any other thing that you choose to add. It's good to put the nav bar in the layout file because you want that to appear on every page that you go
to. Right.
So
for example, if I delete home in there and then come back and then hit refresh, here's home and privacy.
Bye, home.
Boom. Home is gone.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had said that the fonts offended you.
It did.
Well, our page gets rendered here in the middle of render body, but our fonts and stuff and our CSS appear up here in the header. So why don't we return back to that those gists and find out the font that we want to use instead.
Yeah.
I think there are a couple of fonts we wanted to use. The ones that you were most interested in are these from Google Fonts.
Yep. So if you don't feel like using all the default like sans serif type of fonts and you want to get a little crazy and colorful with the fonts that you use, there's lots of places out there like fonts.googleapi where you can retrieve different fonts.
So I'm going to put that up there. And then where's our nav bar that you were commenting on?
So that nav bar is going to be located.
There we go.
Right there.
And there's some classes there. Mm-hmm. Nav bar, it expands, it's toggleable. We're going to make some modifications there as well.
Yes, we are.
All right. So let's see what those are in the gist. Nav bar. I'm just going to grab all of those, and we'll just compare the two real quick before we make the change. Looks like we're going to make it white instead of using nav bar. We're going to use nav bar instead of white. There we go. And then another thing I can do is say format document. If things ever get weird, you can go and format them. And you commented about this before, how you get that nice indentation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, can we hit refresh and see if this looks better?
Let's do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's not Comic Sans.
Nope.
tell you that. All right. So things are starting to look better, and I'm feeling better about our website. We've got real data. We've got some CSS that looks nice, and we've learned that with Razor Pages, we can really comfortably move back and forth between HTML and C# very easily. So now I feel like we're getting our feet underneath us. I hope you stick around for the rest of our ASP.NET 101 tutorials, because we're going to try to take this website even farther.
Let's do it. Okay.